Rolling.
We are live. Hey, I stole your line. I said we are live.
It's our line.
Hey, I'm Rand.
I'm Gary.
We are Dot Shot Talks.
We are.
We're here to help you connect the dots.
Take the shots.
Boom.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome. Okay, that's as much singing as you're going to get from me. This is an interesting topic because it does hit. It can hit you from both sides. So I'm very thrilled to be doing this topic today. The topic is what drives you. Now there's.
I'm thrilled that you're thrilled.
Okay. It could be what motivates you. It could be what pushes you to continue on. It could be any number of things, but something that just helps to continue to propel you forward. And one of the things that in our discussion the other day when we were talking about this is that it's not always a positive influence. Sometimes it can be a negative influence. So we're gonna talk about some of that right now. So if you're interested, I hope you're interested. Because it's a keen look into our psyche as human beings. So, when I say keen, I mean expertly done, because I'm pretty good at this.
Welcome to the show. Sounds like it's going to be live and exciting.
So, Gary, off the top of your head, what drives you? What kicks you in the gear, lights a fire under your butt?
Like I said earlier, like when we were talking about it before, pain and pleasure drive me. I think that's the keys to the driving behind me.
Okay.
Usually pain and pleasure.
What you got a when you say pain, what kind of pain motivates you?
Fear of loss.
Okay.
Fear of pain. The same thing that salesmen try to use on you when you're looking at buying a car. They want you to fear that somebody else is going to come buy it.
Okay.
Fear of loss. Now that doesn't drive me in a car situation. That might fire me up in the opposite direction. But
okay.
That might drive me away. But you know, when you pain, let's go back to pain. Taxes. You have to get your taxes done, because if you don't get your taxes done, you're going to have to pay penalties. And penalties is loss of income, fear of loss. Okay? So I get excited and motivated to get things done because I don't want to have to pay penalties.
Gotcha.
I don't want to pay taxes either. I just don't want to pay taxes and extra taxes. There's a perfect example for you. Fear of loss.
Fear of loss,
yes.
Motivates you.
Motivated by it. And that's the control the government uses on most of us, you know, that pay taxes.
You also said pleasure.
Pleasure, I did. Pleasure. Pleasure drives you too.
Drives you or drives us as people?
Yes and yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Give me a Gary example.
Pleasure. Gary example. You know, funny thing, this stuff happens naturally, but then you try to draw it out of your brain, and you've got this blank. I don't know why I've got a blank. Pleasure drives me. Okay. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I
okay.
love those bad boys.
Okay.
You know? And if I start getting, like, I want a snack, I'm going to go after a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Okay.
That's a pleasure to me. Tasty. I like it. Ice cream, another pleasure. A good friend of mine was telling me about this Ube place, and I have just been itching. I wonder who that was. I just have been itching to get by and eat some ice cream. Sugar, you know, sugar is a drive.
Ugh.
Right there, you know. But I
sugar is an addiction for me more than a drive.
Well, there you go. But you know, that would be an example of pleasure, the joys of. You know, laughter. Oftentimes you'll do things for a laugh, just for fun,
okay.
to laugh. But now somebody might get their feelings hurt. You might accidentally hurt somebody's feelings. But that's not what was driving the laughter. The driving the laughter was just having fun for the pleasure of it.
Gotcha.
Okay. But that's another example, Gary example of pleasure for you, for me.
Okay. Well,
yourself.
Myself.
How about yourself?
Okay.
Pain.
Pain? No, I didn't
Is
say
it pain.
Pain.
You didn't
pain
say
doesn't,
pain.
No, I didn't
pain
say
doesn't
pain.
Drive
pain, pain doesn't drive me. Pain does not drive
so
me.
So what do you do your taxes?
Well, okay.
Because you love it?
Because I want to not have pain.
There you go.
Because I don't want to have pain. But when I really kind of think of the things that, when I think about what drives me and the things that I feel are the largest concern for me, I know why you said taxes, right? You said taxes because that's something
it's coming
that's,
up.
It's coming up and it's on your plate. Actually, right now, your business taxes are on your plate.
Well, that's a whole other story.
Yeah,
yeah.
Correct. Right? Beyond
that's,
personal
that's a whole,
taxes.
That's a whole
right.
other pain.
Correct.
That's a little bit of a higher level of pain. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. But yeah. Things like work, what motivates me, a sense of accomplishment. I love when I start work on something and I finish it.
Yes.
Right? The feeling
Very
of
good.
Completing something, that motivates me to continue to work hard at it, because I don't like one of the things that used to be big for me is procrastination and not completing anything. I used to, when I was a kid, I used to draw a lot. And I say a kid, in my teens, in my 20s, I used to draw a lot, but I would never finish the drawings. I would start them and never finish them. I wouldn't put, if I did faces, I wouldn't draw eyes on faces. I wouldn't complete the bodies. I would, there'd be certain aspects of it that I would start and I would never complete it. So that was one of those things. And I would walk away from it because sometimes I would think that I wasn't good enough. And so the fear of that drove me away from completing it, because if I never completed it, I could always go, well, it's not finished. I would give myself justifications, right, for not completing it. But now, when it comes to work, because I do enjoy what I do. I've been doing what I'm doing for almost 30 years, right? And I love the feeling of when I start something and I'm done, and I can pack it away. And move away from it and not have to touch it again. Now, you know, also in the line of my line of business is that another thing is going to come up following that, and something probably already did in the middle of the thing that I was trying to work on to complete. But really, that having that sense of accomplishment, that's pretty good. I like that. That's one of those things. Now, pleasure does drive me as well.
So would you call that pleasure? What would you call that? Accomplishment? It is a pleasure.
Yeah, it is a pleasure. I don't know. It's I don't know how I would classify. I don't know how I would classify that. My vocabulary ain't that big and stuff. So I don't know what words I would use to do that. I don't know what words I would do to do that.
I'd call that pleasure.
You call it pleasure? Okay.
Yeah, I'd come into the pleasurable. Accomplishment. The pleasure of accomplishment.
Yeah, okay.
It gives you joy. Pleasure.
Gotcha.
AKA pleasure.
Now, yeah. an example of a negative pushing me. There's when you work with people or when you have to deal with people and there's negativity, there's always negativity in that, whether it's their words or their actions. There's a favorite quote of mine, and I say it's a favorite quote of mine, but I'm having one of those brain farts. But I can tell you it was Kalal Gibran, and it says something to the effect of, I have learned silence from the talkative. I've learned, you know, tolerance from the intolerant, right? And I should always be kind to these teachers. So it's even when there's a negative presented to you, if you can figure something out in that, it can be a positive for you. And that's something that that's something that always motivates me, as to not want to be negative to anybody else. I don't want to be negative to anybody else. I want to be a positive example to and for people. So understanding that people have their ways of being who they are, I've learned to let them and to go, hey, I don't want to be like that. So I need to work not to be like that. Even if we're in similar circumstances, I want to work to not be like that. And that's a prime example of a negative pushing you forward. And I spent a lot of time trying to avoid stuff like that, because I think I'm growing at that, but I just got to keep growing at it.
Okay.
I got to keep growing at it. I do. There's another positive. I decided that this year, 2024, I am going to, and this is another motivation for me. It's another motivation for me to something that's driving me to get back into athletic shape again, because I am going to do one more obstacle course race in Georgia. I'm going to do one more obstacle course race this year, and then I'm going to pack it up. I'm going to take it off of my.
So plate. How far out is the obstacle
race? September.
Okay.
September 17th.
All right. Quite a ways out. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, good. Fantastic.
7 miles, 30 obstacles. Upwards of 7 miles and 30 obstacles.
Well, the miles itself is not the challenge for you. Well, it's the obstacles.
Some of the obstacles, yes, but the miles aren't easy, especially on some of those 45 degree slopes that you got to run up in mud, and when you're wet, and yeah, it can be pretty. That's a hard mile, I can tell you that. That's a hard mile.
Never done one, yeah. So yeah, I trust you.
Yeah, that's a hard mile. Yeah. So I'm gonna. That's another motivation for me, is to do that. So
now, is that for pleasure?
And that
accomplishment.
Is for accomplishment, pleasure. Yeah,
you're challenging yourself to finish.
It's another challenge. Yeah, I'm not a spring chicken anymore. So,
yeah,
54. You know what
Ooh,
I mean? So
up
that's
there,
yeah. That's but again,
you got me by a few years.
I'm a damn good 54.
Yeah,
I'm a damn good 54. So yeah, I'm gonna pack it up this year. This will be my last obstacle course race, and I'm gonna take it off my plate and move on. But that's something else that's driving me though. So it's driving me to get healthier. It's driving me to get into better shape, to get a better understanding of who and where I want to be physically.
Right. So you're using the obstacle course, the challenge, in order to motivate yourself to get physical or back into a good fitness shape. And then once that's off your plate,
then I'll let
the idea is to maintain it, or you're just gonna, you know.
Well, I want to say
he's gonna
I
blow
say
up
the
like
latter.
Jar Jar Binks.
I want to say the latter. I want to say the latter, but I, you know, I'm the yo-yo king, man. When it comes to weight, man, I'm the yo-yo king when it comes to weight. My weight goes up and down and up and down all year long, and
you should become a vegan.
I'm a long-term vegan, but you know what? I love carbs. Yeah, I love carbs, and I love sugar, but I'm trying to. I do want to break that. I've kind of broke, and something else that's driving me. I've worked on eliminating super processed foods out of my diet.
Super processed foods.
Yes.
Like.
Well, there's tons of imitation meats, right? There's tons of imitation meats. Get rid of that stuff.
Imitation meats, like imitation vegan meats.
Imitation vegan meats.
Okay.
Well, they're not imitation vegan meats. They're actual vegan meats, but...
They're vegan meats, but that's imitating
meat. Imitating meats, yeah. So whether it's chicken or beef or whatever it is, that's something that I started. That's something that I started toward the end of 2023. Another motivating factor for me to to get into shape and to be healthier?
This has nothing to do with the topic other than pleasure.
Okay.
You know, one of the driving things, I like bacon. Is there anything such as a vegan bacon?
There absolutely is.
Does it taste like bacon?
Well, you have to think about the fact that between vegan bacon and the last time I had real bacon, it was probably 2 decades in between. So when
I had real bacon for 20 years?
If not longer.
Oof. God bless you.
If not longer. So when I started trying vegan bacon, there's a reminder in your head, right? There's a thing, you know, there's the taste, the fat, and the salt of it that it reminds you of bacon. So I couldn't tell you that it didn't taste like bacon.
Right.
But there is one brand in particular that Lori tried. She goes, that's scary how much that tastes like bacon. She goes, are you sure this isn't bacon? And I go, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
But ultra processed.
But still, yeah, ultra super processed, yeah. Okay. So I've already found alternatives to do particular things. I found some things that are just one ingredient. You can also make, they've got tons of ways, and I know we're completely off topic right now, but you can make, they've got recipes for bacon, making bacon out of carrots, out of
shoe leather,
out of rice paper, tofu,
old boxer shorts.
If that's, you know,
this is some vegan bacon, yeah. Baby.
And it's not tough. It's just for some people. I get why some people go never. I get why some people say never with that. You know, yeah. But again. Me being vegan, what drove me to be a vegan, if we want to talk about, you know, another driving factor for me in my life, is wanting to avoid large health risks. There's something behind that giggle, but we'll carry that into another time. But you know, there we'll it's still yet to be seen on how some of these things will take care and transpire in the long part of it. But you know, there's nothing perfect, right? There's nothing nuts. There's no diet. There's no cure-all pill. There's nothing that you can avoid any type of illness, sickness.
I've heard many people say, you know, hey, so-and-so is the most healthiest guy we know. Yeah.
And he's still dead.
And he dropped dead,
yeah.
You know.
Yep. And he's heart still attack, dead, yeah.
You know, ran all the time, did marathons,
Jim
the
Fix,
whole thing.
Yeah,
know?
Jim Fix, the health, the running guy, yeah.
Yeah, so, anyways.
So, yeah, there...
So back to topic.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about... we had a bit of a giggle when we started talking about things that negatively motivate us. Do you have notes on that, or some things that kind of drew us in? No notes.
No notes on that.
Okay.
We're staying on topic.
Okay. Negative motivation?
Negative motivations. Man, I think most of my negative motivators are not wanting to be negative in my life, period. Right. I do want to be the best version of myself, but I don't want to infringe on other people's ideals, principles, thought processes. I don't want to be bad to people. I want to treat people the way that I want to be treated. So when I see people treat other people badly, for whatever reason they decide to treat someone badly, especially without you know, there being a motivating factor in that, that I want to be opposite of that. I don't want to be someone who carries around negativity. I don't want to be someone who's angry for the most part because they exist, You know what I mean?
I've run into people that are just angry.
Yeah. That are just for no particular, for no particular reason. They're just angry people.
Yeah.
You know, and
I don't want to practice that either.
Yeah.
Best place to practice that? All these calls that you get on the phone.
Yeah. Telemarketing calls.
The telemarketing calls that are coming across your cell phones today. I catch myself going, better not give them a hard time. Don't give them a hard time. Be nice.
Some of those people are just trying to make a living.
They are.
And you know what?
How did they get my number?
I was one of those people.
Yeah?
I used to do telemarketing, man.
Well, I've had to call for a client that I worked for before I do the same thing.
Yeah. I didn't have to, but I did.
Well, I had to.
Yeah.
I had to in order to keep the position I had.
Gotcha.
It's one of the things we had to do is cold calls. Whew. They were exciting.
Yeah. We got people's numbers through...
Literally cold calls.
No, that's ba-ding, what these
ba-ding, were. Ba-ding, you know?
Hi, and then you have a script laid out in front of you, and you read it, and you read it through. Man, look.
Click. No.
I had to make money somehow, and it was quick. It was easy, and I dreaded going to work every day. I dreaded going to work. Not because I thought I was bugging people, but technically, literally, I am not a salesman, right? I can do the job, but I'm not a salesman.
Okay.
It's just not selling people things, because I remember making those cold calls going, boom, hi, this is Rand with ITI, and I'm calling, you know, see if you're willing to sign up for a program called Pet Privileges. We'll send dog food and medicine to you. And this is back in late 90s. The mid 90s. This is back in the mid 90s when I was calling people at their house, you know, hey, with your blank credit card for an additional charge of $19.99, you never have to leave your house. They'll ship the food to your house and
In the 90s.
This is in the mid 90s, yeah.
They're way ahead of their time.
But you know what? Hated that job.
Yeah, well, it's hard.
It's
cold calling is hard on the phone.
Calling people in the evening after they've been at
work
all day. So
what motivated you? It was such a hard job. You hated it. What motivated you to go to work?
I needed a paycheck.
You needed a paycheck. Keep the lights on.
I needed a paycheck, man. Jägermeister wasn't free.
I suppose with that job, you needed Jägermeister.
When the weekend came,
you needed Jägermeister to get past your job.
That's right, man. I can tell you, man.
I bet.
I did that so that I could. You know what? I had a huge party lifestyle, man. It was drinking, concerts, and women. That was my entire life. That was my entire life at that time period. And I look back at that and I go, wow. But I was motivated to make sure I was able to do the three of those things. And I had access to those three things. Plus live indoors and pay bills as well. But I could tell you those were back burner compared to the to the drinking.
That pleasure drove you past the pain of the...
Correct. Interesting. Absolutely.
So that would be pleasure driving you. Something that you really liked helped you to get past something that you really hated.
Oh, absolutely.
In order to get to what you liked.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
And
pleasure was more powerful than the pain.
Our psyche is really, really crazy, especially when we're younger. You know, and I say especially, but there are a lot of young people who have their stuff together. There's a kid I know. I call him a kid, but he's a grown man. But you know what? He's always had a savings account. He's got, you know, he's always taking care of things for himself. You know, bought house, multiple cars, taking care of his, you know, his kids, his wife, you know what I mean? And he's taking care of them. And I go, I wish I had that discipline when I was your age, because I did not have that discipline. I look back on it now and I go, well, I thought it was pleasure, but it's pretty damn painful now. I can tell you that.
Well, I mean, you got to learn somehow, right? You
know? Oh, absolutely.
Get that paycheck, you cash it, you put it in your wallet. Right. Next thing you know, cool. Where's the money?
That's right. Get paid on Friday and $20 left on Monday.
That's right. Got to stretch that all week. And you can stretch it all week. But man. Boy, you can't stretch $20 for 2 days.
I know. Tell me about it. Oh, man. Tell me about it. But those were the things, some of those things that drive us. It's, again, it's completely funny how whatever we decide to be attached to, for whatever reason, because because an area we were born, or a time period we were born, or who we were born with, or for, or under, those things that we're surrounded by can become motivators for us to want to do or be. We do have personality shifts, which may drive us away from some of that stuff. There's part of our personalities that may drive us more towards those things. But it's really funny how two people growing up in the same house under the same circumstances will still have two different drives, right? They can end up with two different drives. But for the majority of people who have a particular upbringing in a particular place, they'll have the majority of the people have the same motivation. Some of those people have the same kind of drive. Not all, but a lot of people in those areas will have the same kind of drive and the same kind of mentality and personality towards how and why they want to achieve particular things in their life in that direction.
Okay.
We're weird, but I don't look at that weirdness as a bad thing. I look at it as it's just part of who we are as people. We're social, we're communal, and those things help determine, in a lot of cases, who we are and why we are that way. Malcolm Gladwell said, "You cannot separate who you are from where you're from." And what, you know, again, you may grow up a certain way. You may grow up, you know, like me, I grew up with, I had five sisters in the middle of Chicago on the South Side. And what's funny is that all six of us have different personalities, but we still, in some ways, have a lot of the same driving factors to not repeat the life that we had when we were younger, to work hard, to not let that be our lifestyle. But at the same point in time, how we got there was different. So trying to figure that out and who we are and how we do it, it's just weird stuff, man. But it's a good weird. It's not a bad weird. It's absolutely a good weird. That's what makes us who we are as individuals, but there's a lot of similarities in that. Yes.
Well,
I saw it on your face.
I didn't say a word.
I know you didn't say it.
I didn't say a word.
You didn't audibly say it. Well, you visually said it.
Some things are hard to follow, okay? Some things are hard to... I mean, not hard to follow. Hard to add to. It's just hard to add to.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I do like Malcolm Gladwell. I think he's... I like that he's... his approach to a lot of things is very open-minded,
mm-hmm.
and not one-sided. He seems to approach from several sides to personalities and way things happen in people, and I think that's good. I think that's a good way for us to look at things, too.
Yeah.
Motivating factors.
Be open.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
So closing out, okay, I agree being open. I like what you said earlier, and it's one of the things that we tend to always talk about. Do it because that's who you are.
Yeah.
Figure out who you are is one of the goals, and I try to do things because that's who I am. And I'm always looking like you are. Things that are, what's motivating me to do this?
Yeah.
Why am I motivated to do that? Why am I not motivated?
The whys are incredible, yeah. Aren't they?
Well, exactly. Yeah. Why am I not happy where I am right now? I'm always in a hurry to get somewhere else But that's somewhere else. When you're there, you're not happy there either. You're driving somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, what's the driving force? So, anyways.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, my last statement will be, figure out your whys and what drives you. And you know what? You may already even be there. You may be trying to get to a place that you don't want to get to. You may already be where you want to be. So...
You might need to just start living it, huh?
Correct. You may just need to start living the you that you want to be, where you are. And if you can do that, you may be further along than you think.
Absolutely.
So that's my closeout.
Beautiful.
All right. Hey.
There you go.
We appreciate it. We won't be on for probably the next 2 weeks. Yeah, we probably won't be on for the next 2 weeks. But hey, please share. Share this with people. Talk about it with people. Always, we encourage you to contact us at ran@dotshotmedia.com. We're absolutely here to answer questions, to help with answers in any way possible that we can. So there you go. You good?
Shazam.
Shazam. Hey, I'm Ran.
I'm Gary.
We are Dot Shot Talks.
We are.
We're here to help you connect the dots
and take the shots.
Bam. Go be amazing, people.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you on the flip side. Adios.